Good morning. This is Dallas Townsend with the CBS World News Roundup. Both governments are trying to play it down, but a fundamental disagreement has now emerged between the United States and Israel over Israeli policy in advance of Middle East peace negotiations. Yesterday in Washington, the State Department said Israel should withdraw from all occupied Arab lands as a means of securing peace. To automatically exclude any territory under dispute, the department added, would be contradictory to the principles of negotiating without preconditions. Prime Minister Menachem Begin maintains that the occupied West Bank region should be exempt from negotiations. Begin is scheduled to meet with President Carter in Washington July 19th. So far, there's been no formal response in Israel to the State Department declaration, but unofficially, there are expressions of deep concern. Tom Fenton in Tel Aviv reports the Israeli position.
Begin's aides insist that there is no contradiction between his statement that he's ready to go to a Geneva peace conference without preconditions and his insistence that Israel has the right to keep the occupied West Bank of Jordan. Begin believes that both Israel and the Arabs have a right to state their positions prior to negotiations. President Sadat's insistence that Israel must give back every square inch of the Sinai will not prevent Israel from going to Geneva. In Begin's view, neither side should demand that the other make or not make declarations of policy. Begin has made his policy clear. He stated in his campaign platform that the occupied West Bank shall not be relinquished to foreign rule, by which he means Arab rule, and that everything between the sea and the Jordan River will remain solely under Jewish rule. Begin's aides say that admonishments like yesterday's State Department declaration will not induce him to change his mind. To imagine otherwise is to misjudge his character. Tom Fenton, CBS News, Tel Aviv.
We'll take a closer look now at Washington's position on the Middle East problem, summed up by CBS News diplomatic correspondent Marvin Cowell.
Administration officials say they do not want any misunderstandings with the new Israeli government of Prime Minister Menachem Begin. That, they say, is why they felt it necessary to issue their latest statement, warning Israel that it must agree to negotiate a withdrawal from the occupied West Bank or else run the risk of all-out war erupting once again. Perhaps not immediately, but they estimate within a year. U.S. officials have been disturbed by recent suggestions, mostly from Foreign Minister Moshe Dayan, that Israel may not agree to withdraw from the West Bank. American policy is based on that assumption. Running through the latest flap is the idea that Begin must change his policy, and that if he feels he cannot change on the critical point of the West Bank, then there may be little point in his coming here next month to meet President Carter. That would amount to a major rupture in U.S.-Israeli relations, which no one on either side really wants. Marvin Kalb, CBS News, Washington.
The State Department says it is deeply concerned by suggestions that the United States has laid down conditions for Prime Minister Begin's visit to Washington. The department insists it has laid down no conditions. It says Begin will be welcome in Washington, and it adds that the department hopes that constructive discussions leading toward peace will take place. Correspondent Kalb sticks by his story.
Now, Wells Fargo Bank offers its biggest reward ever for people who are serious about saving money. Because now you can have a Wells Fargo reward account with a $2,000 balance in any Wells Fargo savings plan, passbook, or certificate. And you earn the highest interest a bank is allowed to pay on both regular passbook savings and certificates of deposit. Either way, you get all the benefits of the reward account. No charge checking, all the personalized checks and traveler's checks you need with no service charge. A $6 safe deposit box and personal service from a Wells Fargo personal banker. So come into Wells Fargo today and ask for your own personal banker to help you open your reward account. The Wells Fargo Reward. Claim yours today at the Wells Fargo office near you. Member FDIC.
Once again, trouble has broken out in Lebanon. Doug Tunnell reports the latest.
A ceasefire is in effect around some of Beirut's Palestinian refugee camps following a night of fierce fighting there between two rival Palestinian guerrilla groups. According to unofficial counts, more than 11 were killed and 30 wounded in the fighting. And while calm has been restored in the camps, fighters from both sides are still in position, guarding sandbags and bunkers on the southern edge of Beirut. The fighting broke out after an explosion in the offices of the pro-Syrian Saika guerrilla group on Monday. Saika commandos then clashed with members of the radical Rejection Front guerrilla command, the PLO's extreme left wing. The mortar and machine gun fire continued until dawn this morning. The two groups are vying for influence in some of Beirut's largest Palestinian refugee camps. They have traditionally been the Rejection Front's garrisons, but in recent months, Saika guerrillas have moved their offices and their gun positions closer to the hearts of the Beirut camps. Doug Tinnell, CBS News, Beirut.
The white minority government of Rhodesia says the guerrilla war in that country is intensifying. Its latest military communique reports the deaths of 45 insurgents in the three-day period that ended yesterday, along with the deaths of four members of the security forces. The government also says a record number of whites left Rhodesia in May because of the mounting conflict and the drafting of white civilians.
There's a reward out for you at Wells Fargo Bank, the biggest reward we've ever offered. Keep $2,000 in any Wells Fargo savings plan and you get no charge checking. Personalized checks and traveler's checks. A $6 safe deposit box and personal service from a Wells Fargo personal banker. And you get the highest bank interest rate allowed by law. Because now you can keep your $2,000 in a regular passbook account or in a certificate of deposit paying even higher interest. A Wells Fargo personal banker will help you choose the plan that's right for you. Whichever way you go, you'll find that saving money is more rewarding than ever at Wells Fargo Bank. So come in today and claim your reward at the Wells Fargo office nearest you. Member FDIC.
Up before the Senate for debate today is H.R. 7555, the bill appropriating funds for the Departments of Labor and HEW. One of the key issues centers on the extent to which the federal government should pay for abortions and in what circumstances. Phil Jones reports.
The full Senate debate on abortion begins today with a recommendation from the Appropriations Committee that federally financed abortions be banned except when the mother's life is endangered and in cases where diseases would seriously deform or debilitate the fetus. There will be numerous attempts to change this language during the Senate debate. Senator Edward Brooke, for one, isn't happy with it. He thinks this version still effectively prevents most low-income women from obtaining abortions. Brooke would prefer to eliminate all restrictions, but if this can't be done, there will be attempts by those senators holding more liberal views on abortions to load the measure down with all sorts of exemptions. The strategy being to put their side in a stronger bargaining position once the Senate and House start compromising in conference committee. But anti-abortion or pro-life groups want a total ban on the use of federal funds to pay for abortions. This is exactly what the House has already passed. However, it seems doubtful that the stringent House language will become law this year, but there does appear to be a mood in Congress to place some limitations on the use of Medicaid funds for abortions. Phil Jones, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
The House of Representatives today is moving toward action on another controversial matter, and Ike Pappas has the story on that.
The House will vote on an amendment to the 1978 Defense Appropriations Bill, which calls for the elimination of all money to produce the much-debated B-1 bomber. The amendment is sponsored by New York's Democratic Representative Joseph Addabbo, one of the leaders of the Stop the B-1 effort in Congress. The amendment isn't given much of a chance to pass, however. Last year, the House easily approved funds for the B-1, and even opponents of the bomber agree the new House isn't in the mood to reverse support for the controversial aircraft. In fact, other B-1 bomber opponents unsuccessfully attempted to persuade Addabbo not to introduce the amendment. If the amendment is defeated by a wide margin today, opponents fear President Carter could use the vote as yet another reason for giving the go-ahead to production of the bomber, even though during the campaign Mr. Carter opposed it. The president is expected to decide the fate of the B-1 by Thursday. Ike Pappas, CBS News, Washington.
The House may vote tomorrow on an amendment that would strike from the legislative appropriations bill funds for the higher salaries that members of Congress and other senior government officials have been getting for the past 3 months. The Democratic leadership hopes to defeat the amendment, but the outcome is likely to be extremely close. President Carter this morning welcomes Venezuela's President Carlos Andres Perez at a ceremony on the White House lawn and hosts a state dinner for him tonight. Mr. Carter has invited Henry Howell, a Democratic candidate for governor of Virginia, to lunch at the White House and for a picture-taking session in the Rose Garden. A spokesman for the other Democratic gubernatorial candidate this year, the incumbent Brendan Byrne of New Jersey, says Byrne has not received a similar invitation.
It's an old saying that Datsun saves. In fact, Datsuns have been saving since the days of President Kennedy. Yes, saving is nothing new for Datsun, but how you save is. Like in the new Datsun 200SX, the sporty car without a sports car price. Five-speed transmission, AM-FM stereo radio, steel-belted radial white wall tires. Yet for all its sportiness, it's EPA rated at 32 miles per gallon highway, 23 city. And even though EPA figures are estimates and your mileage could vary, the rating is much higher than the 1978 federal requirements. What's new? The cars from Datsun that save gas and are a gas to drive.
Something's gonna dawn on you.
What's new is what's at your Datsun dealer now.
The 200SX, a car that's fast becoming one of Datsun's most popular models because it's such a sporty way to save. Go try it. Go see all the new ways Datsun saves. The time, 7:11.
Columbia, Tennessee today watches a solemn sequel to the weekend jail fire that took 42 lives. David Dick tells us about it in a report from Nashville.
Columbia is a pleasant little county seat in central Tennessee, but it will be an especially somber community later this morning and on into the afternoon. There will be five separate funerals from one mortuary, more tomorrow. They are the victims of Sunday's fire in the Murray County Jail, the prisoners and members of their families who were visiting in the jail at the time of the fire. They will be buried, six in one family, five in another, 42 victims in all. The 16-year-old youth accused of deliberately starting the fire is in critical condition along with 11 others. The local sheriff says the youth, a runaway from a home for emotionally disturbed boys in Wisconsin, would be charged with arson and 42 counts of manslaughter. Of the burials today in Columbia, a funeral home spokesman said, nothing like this could be recalled. David Dick, CBS News, Nashville.
Four inmates of the city jail in Lincoln, Nebraska, held a jailer and a U.S. Marshal hostage for about 6 hours during the night. They hoped to bargain for their freedom, and they did some negotiating by telephone, but they surrendered before dawn. The hostages are in good condition.
World News Roundup has been sponsored by Datsun and your nearby Datsun dealer. Suddenly, it's going to dawn on you that Datsun saves in all kinds of different ways. Take a test drive at your nearby Datsun dealer. And by Wells Fargo Bank.